purchase that which, beneath which the Zavi is Itmador. But that is Echon Mashkin, the one who touches the initial Zav, that's Echon Mashkin. At Echon Mashkin, the initial Zav is a Rishin. So if an Odom or a Kere touches the initial Zav, he will not become Tomei. Only if an Echo, a Kikar Shal Truma touches the initial Zav, so it becomes Tomei. So how could the Torah say that Kikar Shal Truma that touches that beneath which the Zav is, that means the initial Zav, so is it Madore? But a Kikar Shal Truma cannot have Tfilin in the Mikveh. That's the big Kasha against Rashi's Gersi. Now, according to the Raivet, and that's the Shita of the Rav Amiri, so there is no difficulty. Because the Rav Amiri says that there is a difference between the lowermost Elinishal Zav and the upper Elinishal Zav. What's the lowermost Elinishal Zav? That is the Beget that is on top of the head of the Zav, that touches the Zav. So that the lowermost of the initial Zav can be Mitamei Odom Mikael Mose. But the upper of the initial Zav, this is the lowermost of the initial Zav. And then there is something else on top of it. The upper of the initial Zav, that is not placed on the head of the Zav, that can only be Mitamei Eichon Mashkin. Cannot be, that is only a Rishi. So if he touches a Kikar Shel Truma, the Kikar Shel Truma becomes a Sheni. But it cannot be Mitamei an Odom Ker. Can't have Odom Ker. And that's the Shita of the Raivet, we have to say. Am Mishka v'Meisha. Perikvov Haloche Gimel. Perikvov Haloche Gimel. Now, the Rambam Shiti is that in Yeni Shel Zav is Mitamei only the Rabbon. In Yeni Shel Zav is Mitamei only the Rabbon. Even Echol Mashkin, it's only Mitamei Midaba. Perikvov Milchas Mitame Mishka from Meishav, Halochimu. Koakelim Sheyinosu, Remairam Nazav, Heinanikoim Madev, Vein Kulom Kikelim, Sheyinigeabem, Sheyinrishin Litume, Veinam Mitamim, Loyodom Vilikelim, Abo Mitamim, Eichon Mashkin. He showed what is Hatume. Vitumes Madef Midivreim. Where did the Rambam get Tumes Madef Midivreim? That's the Gemara in Nira Dalet. So the Rambam assumed that it is reference when the Gemara says Madef Davdalet in Nira, the Gemara is reference to the Elieni shows up. The Elieni shows up. So the Raivet says, Omer Avon, Yeish to mes madef mit Ivrayem, Avol zu, Avol pishi ikruye madef, Eino mit Ivrayem, Shariom roteiro wa negeya bechola sheyye sachtov yitma ad oren, Vidashin in misachas nide, bechola sheyye tachtov azov, Vyom roseiro yitma ad oren. Teisves kashe against Rashi's girse here in the Gemara. And Tesis says that was the reason as to why Rashi in the Tshuva was chazer, from his shite, from his girse in the Gemara. So he says, how can we say that the posi l'cho ashkan gear l'cho ashiye tz'achto, which is itume tala, only additionally itume, means anyone who touches that beneath which the zav is, anyone who touches the lenish azav, yitbad orev, what is it? It's a kikasha truma touch the lenish azav. How can it be yitbad orev? So the Ravid mentions a raya that the lenish azav can be mitame a kilos, but the Gemara says, so the Rikurke says the kashe, but the Gemara says, V'yom rotiri yitmad erev, how me pishetef namem mitame v'magi. Pishetef namem mitame v'magi. So the Yinish Ozav can be mitame a kira also b'magi. B'magi. But the Gemara says, is it tume kale? It's not a tume chmure. The answer is, the Raive agrees with the Rav Amiri shite. The Rav Amiri says it as his own shite. But that's the shite of the Raive also. The Rav Amiri says, on our Gemara, that when the Gemara says that the Elieni Shalzav can only be mitame echum mashki, it cannot be mitame odom v'keilim, the Gemara has reference to the upper Elieni Shalzav, not the lowermost Elieni Shalzav, not the beged that is mamish on the head of the Zav. The beged that is mamish on the head of the Zav, this is on the head of the Zav. And then another beged, you see. So the upper Elieni Shalzav, above the lowermost Elieni Shalzav, so that can only be Tamech L'mashkin. Mashink in the lowermost, Elieni Shalzav, that can be Tame Odom Kilim too. So when the Torah says Yitma Adorev, the Torah has reference to the lowermost. Vanigeya Bechol Asheyeh Sachtov, anyone who touches that beneath which the Zav is, the lowermost thing beneath which the Zav is, the lowermost Elieni Shalzav. So is it Mador, but the upper Elieni Shalzav. So only Echum Mashkin can be Tamei, can be Kavutam. That's the Shite of the Ravid and of the Rav Hamir. Discussed the three different Yosoyas in the Gemara. Now let's see the Tesvis. The Anisoksiv, Chosavov, Temed Maseres, Humore, Mir Mitzino, Shamaseres, Uchelik Rashas, Misech Shabbos, Gabib Neiri, Mavirom Ksiv, Umikroi Shalono, Ksiv, Ma'avir Omoi. In order to know this, we have to go over the whole Rav Gemilya on Shabbos. But I would like to have the whole Tanakh of the Chodal Tisvei Achilles. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Posik Chov Beis, it's mentioned, Ve'ili Yizot Na'ar, Eli Akein, had two sons, Hophni and Pinchas. Ve'ili Zokim Ei, Vishoma Yisrael Asher Ya'asun Bonot, V'chol Yisrael. So the Pasuk mentions that the sons of Eli did not deport themselves in a nice way. Ve'is Asher Yishkevu Nesanoshim Hatzivis Pesach Elmeit. So if we interpret this posik ipshute, then it means that they committed terrible sins, the sons of Eli, Hophni upinchas. Vayena lohem, lomo sa'asun kadvorim eile, asher onechi shemeya es divreichem, roim me'eis kolom eile, albonoi, kiloteva ashmo, asher onechi shemeya, ma'virin amadishem. So Eli reprimanded his sons. Now, still, there is a Gemara in Shabbos that from Hei on the base. Omar Rav Shmuel Banachmeni Omar Rav Yeris. Koleime Bnei Eli Chotu Eini Yarate. Now, in general, whenever the Gemara says Koleime Yadovit Chotu Eini Yarate and so on, or Koleime Ruven Chotu Eini Yarate, it doesn't mean that the Gemara is saying they didn't commit any sins. Koraim er David choto chas v'sholem, that David committed such a terrible sin with Basheva and Misar of Eshishish, he never did, but he did commit a sin. All right, she received the get, but the intention of Uriel was that when he returns, he'll remarry her again. So in Mele, it was an Avera, but it's not that Avera that is attributed to him usual, and that's what it means. I mean, even the taking away of the couch, so was an avera. It was certainly inconsistent with kibud av, but we shouldn't think has we shown that Reuven committed such a terrible avera. He just neglected the mitzvah of kibud av. So here too, when the Gemara says "Koleim Abneili Choteinu Leteye," doesn't mean that they didn't sin at all. After all, the pasuk says that they sinned, but it means it should not be interpreted kipshute. It's not that kind of avera they were guilty of. They were guilty of a minor avera, not of such a terrible avera. Koleinav Neili Chotinate, Shenema Vishom Shneid Neili, Chofni Upinchos Ganim Adishem. So, Somalik Rav, the Omar Pinchos Lechot, Makish Chofni Upinchos, Ma Pinchos Lechoto, Af Chofni Lechoto, Elaman Mikayim Ashayishkivun, Esanoshim. That means that they did a terrible thing. It's not kipshutei. Miteich sheshol eskineim shalihocho isol baleim malalein akosuf kilushon. Because they were kehanim, chofni pinchos, now yeiles has to bring the korban, bizman abayis had to bring the korban. So the many yeiles brought the korban, and they were not very prompt in being makril the korbanos. So Mele, he prevented many women from being with their husbands because they were not zoris in being makril the korban. So choshvan akosuf, esif chas v'sholem. This is the pshat in the posik. In the posse Hashem Yishkivun is Anosh. Alright then. This, who says that? That says Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Rav Yenis. Alright. How do we know that Chofni did not sin any terrible thing? So, because Makish Chofni Lipinchos, Ma Pinchos Lechoto, Af Chofni Lechoto. How do we know that Pinchos Lechoto? Maybe they both sin a terrible thing. So, good thing. Omar Rav, Pinchos Lechoto. How do we know that Pinchos Lechoto? Shenema Vachio in another perek, it's mentioned. Vachio ben Achite, Vachi Kobet, Ben Pinchos Ben Eli Kein, Adishem. So, the posik traces his whole yiches up to Arachaea. So it's a raya that there was a dikim, because if they had chas v'sholem been rishoyim, so the posik wouldn't trace the whole yiches up to Arachaea. That's in regard to Pinchas, and then Makish Hofnu Pinchas. Efshach Cheb Bol Yodei Vakosuf Miachsei Valikvonema Rifchas Visholem, they had been guilty of this terrible avere of Niluf. So he calls Hashem Miishas Yaseno Eya Veino Meol Yakif Magish Mincho Hashem Tzvokis Im Yisroel Uliyel Eya Bechachomim Veleinu Bitalmidim ואם כן הוא לא יהיה לבין מגיש מינכו, אליו שמע מנו פינכס לא יכות. לא יכות אם זה תרבו עבר. אלו הוקסיב אשר, אלו, אלו שלאו שמע מנו פינכס לא יכות. So it's a raya that Pinchas was not ready. אלו הוקסיב אשר יש כיוון. So according to Rav, according to Rav, so Pinchas did not see, and but Chofni did see. You see, there's a difference between between Rabbi Yonason and Rav. Rabbi Yonason says not only Pinchas didn't see in the terrible avera, but even Chofni didn't see in the terrible avera. But Rav says just that Pinchas lechot. But Hofni, yes. So Mimele, the question is, he says, Asher Yishkivun, that's Loshen Rabin. So Yishkivun Ksiv. The Ksiv is not with the Vov, but without the Vov. So it's not Loshen Rabin. In other words, only Hofni committed the terrible avera. But Pinchas did not commit the terrible avera. והכסיב על בוני כאלוי טבע השמוע אומר רב נחמן ויצחק בני כסיב והכסיב מעבירים because Eli said to his sons על בוני כירי טובה השמוע אשר אומרי שמע מעביר מעמד השם מעביר מעמד השם so it says מעבירים so that's לושן רבים I'm explaining it keep shooting the Gemara I mean not the way Rashi is not there yet but וכסיב מעבירים אומר אבוני פרית רבי ישוע מעבירום כסיב There is no yud after the reish, so it's loshen yochid. Vaksiv nebliyal, so it's mashma that both were nebliyal. Not only Chofni was a ben bliyal, but even Pinchas was a ben bliyal. So miteich shehoyeru with Pinchas limchis lechofni. Rashi says that we are not gerais the Gemara vaksiv mavirim and then Omar Avinu Beit Avishua mavirom ksiv we are not gerais he says kosher beinai shema chocham hanizka kam keimer ani shito is godlo v'ligasino lohom yunse שערי בספורים מוגולים כסיב מעביר how can we begin to know מעבירום כסיב but according to Masere the כסיב is a יוד after the age מעבירים וגם במסירה הגדירו במוקים שמויים שם כל הטבע is לכסיב בין יוד וקרן ולעינים מזה והם מנויים על פי חשב וזו מקשה בעדן so we're not guessing anymore But then, when I give us the Gemara, so then it's a kash against Rav. How can Rav say that only Chomfi, the only Chofni committed the terrible sin, but Pinchas did not commit the terrible sin, but the Pasuk says that Eli that Aaron said, that Aaron said, Al Bomer Kalitiva Ashmua Shonich Shemeya Mavir Mamad Shem, then Sloshen Rabbi. So Rashi says, no, here Aaron didn't say, Mavir Mamad Shem, you are in there. You, Hofni and Pinchos, are in there. In other words, I hear a terrible rumor. There is a terrible rumor that cloud Israel circulates. So the subject of Mavirin is cloud Israel. That's why it's Losh Rabbi. In other words, Eli didn't see Hofni committing the terrible thing, but he told them that he hears that the cloud Israel talks about it against him. So that's why it's Losh Rabbi. So maybe there is no kasha against Rabbi. This is what Rashi says. Anyway, but Teisves is Geras that in the Gemara. So then the question arises, Rashi's kasha against this Gersa. Then there is a variance between what the Gemara says as the text in the Navi and what the Masera says as the proper text in the Navi. Mavirum Sif, but Hasha Shalonu Chemical Swarm Shalonu. She calls him Mavirim. That's what he says. So, now, then Rabbi Kveger gives a whole list of variances. A whole list. It would be worthwhile to have the Gemara Shabbos. This Hagole by Rabbi Kveger indicates how Rabbi Kveger had Kol HaTer Kulei Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalme, Rishenim, Anin, and Kisvi HaKidesh with all the Perushim and Kabole, Zeya, Sifre Yitzire, Amin, everything on the tips of his fingers. Right there. But Ma'avir Maksim V'chol Tzforim Shalom Hu Kosu Ben Ma'avirim Mavirom Ksiv says, V'chol Tzforim Shalom Kosu Ma'avirim. V'chaim, so Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chaim Motzini B'nide, in other words, but that variance is only true according to Tesis Pshat. It's not true according to Rashi's Pshat. Because according to Rashi's Gersa, so we're not getting that in the Gemara, Mavirom Ksiv. So there is no variance. Then he says, a similar variance we find in Nide. V'chaim Motzini B'nide Dafwa Mitgimu, עומד א', תסס דיבור המסחר והנסי שכוספו דהמסיר שלנו מחולק עם השס. That's Rashi's Gersa in the Tshuva. Again, according to Rashi's Gersa in the Gemara, there is no variance. Just as here, according to Rashi's Gersa, there is no variance. So, there too, according to Rashi's Gersa in the Gemara, there is no there. Uvim Gira Daf Chav Beis Om Dalef Kosvo Teisves Divaychal. There's the Kriya of yesterday. Vaychal Hu Beis Psukim Somuch LeParasha Shalifono. That Vaychal Islam and ways, Posik Yudal, by how many shes me additional recall. So Tesis in Megillah, that's a very strange Tesis. Tesis in Megillah that from Beis says, Tesis as Sikashi. In other words, the Gemara says that the Kriya cannot start less than three psukim from the beginning of the parasha. So Tesis asks, how come that we amitones, we read Vaychal, and Vaychal is only two psukim from the beginning of the parash? That's what Teisa says. But if you look into the Chumash, so you see that the Pasuk Vaychal, which is Pasuk Yud Aleph, is four Pasukim removed from the beginning of the Parsha. Pasuk Zion is the beginning of the Parsha. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lech reit v'shiches hamcho asher aleitzam eretz Mitzrayim. That's one Pasuk. Soru mayam ha'derech tzivisim osu ha'meidah maseichu v'yishtachvu lei v'yizbichu lei v'yimru eile lekecho Yisrael asher alicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. The second Pasuk. Then Pasuk Tes, Vayimer Ad Hashem al Moshe, Hoyisi Esorom Azeh V'Neyam Kshei Refu. Third Pasuk, then Pasuk Yud, V'Yate Hanicho L'Viyich HaRapi V'Hem V'Achalim V'Ese Yischo V'Gigodu. The fourth Pasuk. So how is it that Yisra says that it's only two Pasukim removed from the beginning of the Parsha? Obviously, in Yisra Sifat Torah. So these four psukim were written in two psukim. I mean, it's possible. I don't know how in two psukim that posik Zion and posik Ches in Teis v'Sifat Torah were written in one posik.
Maybe,
and posik. What is that?
Maybe the parasha started in posik Ches.
What is that?
Maybe the parasha.
All right. Okay. All right. It'll be like this. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. All right. Maybe. It's also a possibility. Anyway, there is a variance. There is a variance between what the way it was written in Tosfos Sifat Torah and the way it's written in our Sifat Torahs. Uvim gilad afkot beis amedalev kosfo Tosfos divaychal ubeis psukim somuch leparash shalifonov vichein vikraftem. And Tesis also says that the Krafken, that's in Pinchos, that's in the coming Sedra. I think it's in the Krafken in Pesach, connection with the Yom Tov of Pesach. Bamidloch of Ches, Posik Yutes. That's the Kriya. That's the Kriya. And Chalmei Pesach. Vikraftem, we start with Vikraftem. Ishe, Olo Adishem, Polim, Lokashnaim, Vailechom, Shivach, Posim, Nishono, Tnimi, Yilachem. So Tesu says, how come we start two psukim from the beginning of the Parsha? But in our Sefer Torahs, Rabbi Yehuda points out, it's three psukim removed from the beginning of the parsha. V'chidesh Arishin, beginning of the parsha is V'chidesh Arishin, V'abos Ayim V'chidesh Pesach V'Lishem, U'v'chamishos Ayim V'chidesh Azeh Chok Shivas Yomim, Matzis Yocher, second posik. V'ayim Arishin, Mikrokevish Kovach Zavirin, Sassoy, third posik. Then posik Tes V'ikraftem, so there's no difficulty. So apparently, in Tesis Sifat Torah, it was two psukim removed from the beginning of the parsha. V'chein v'ikraftem gimel psukim, uchmi shekosaf ma'ashosham. You see, Rabbi Kveyeh did not omit a single ma'ashosham. There are some dealing today who think that it's below their dignity to look into the ma'ashosham. They have to look into the Mashal. I mean, they are above that. But Rabbi Kveger, so was not ashamed to go over every word in the Mashal. The Rabbi Kveger. Uvipsochim dafkuf yutayen, omedal viteisu dibar masril, sheim din kosfu, shal yitochin sheyye mizme beis psuki. That's what Tesis says. Ve'ilu bisforim shalomu mizma kuf yud zayin hu beis psukim. Now, you see, that shows Rabbi Kveger's anivus and the yire he had for the Rishayim. I mean, what would anybody say? Tesis, that's what we'd say, was just, he overlooked for a moment, he forgot that there is one capital in Tilling. That's capital Kuf Yud Zayin, that's in Hallel, no? Two psukim. Hallel San Shem Kol Goyim. Shapchu Kol Goyim. So that's that capital. That has two psukim. Teisha says, it's inconceivable that there should be a capital with just two psukim. So, I mean, anyone other than Rabbi Kvega would say, Teisha just for a moment, I mean, why isn't it possible for a moment, I mean, to forget of that capital? I mean, it's not such a terrible thing. It's not such a terrible thing. But Rabbi Kvega didn't draw that conclusion. So Rabbi Kvega instead drew the conclusion that if Teisa says that, so that means in the Nevi'im, in Teisa's, the Teisa said, so in that capital there were more than two psukim in that capital. I suppose that capital had another posik from the following capital, I mean, or from the preceding capital. I don't know how. This is what Rabbi Kvega assumed. Now, you see that how he goes through Shas Bavu V'Yerushalmi. So then he says, Ayin Mar Shosho, Amud Aleph. Again, so the Marsho points it out, this difficulty in the thesis. I mean, I wouldn't say the thesis Novi had a different arrangement of the Kepitlach than we have. Alright, but Rabbi Kvega did assume that. Uvisanedern, Daf Amud Aleph, Pirsha Rashi Shom. Now, and Rabbi Kvega is very exact. You see, if the Gemara says it, Beferesh, he says the Gemara says. But if the Gemara doesn't say Beferesh, Rashi says it, even though it follows from the Gemara that way, but he wouldn't say the Gemara says it. He says Rashi says it. Maybe there's another pshat in the Gemara. So you'll say Rashi says. So he says, Uvidav Dalet, Uvisanedarum Dav Daletum Dalet, Pirsha Rashi Shom, Dibikifso Di Yochit, Kif Karne Smole. Now we can go over the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara mentions there a number of Tanoim who hold Yeshim Mikro, and which Tanoim say Yeshim Maseras. So, in explaining that Gemara, Karneis, because there is a Machlekes between Bishama and Bisirel about a Chatos that was Nizrek. Be matona achas on the mizbeach, whether the eved it's good or it's not good. All right. The Gemara the Balad in Sanhedrin says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz, Bishamai, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Akiva, Kol Sviro Yishim Mikro. Then the Gemara says, mentions, Bishamai Vitnan, Bishamai Imun Kolanitlan, Mizbeh Achitin Shinot Matanachas Kippur, Uvechato Shtei Matanis. So there has to be even the Eved, Shtei Matanis. Ubisirim Rim Abbechato Shinosno Matanachas Kippur. The Omar Avune, my time with Bishamai, Karneis, Harekan Sheish. So we have one karneis is mentioned in Malay with the verb means two, and then another time karneis. No, I mean karneis the kris karneis in all of them. Karneis the kris karneis in all of them. Karneis. Harei can change. Each karneis is two. Russian rabbi. So it's three times two is six. Abal mitzvah shtayim rakit. Ubisil imrim. Karneis, one is written in Molei. and twice it's written Choser. So Karnei is the Moreh is true, and Karnei is the Choser without the Vav, is like Karnas. Karnas, Karnas, Harikan Arba. Gimel Mitzvah, V'Yachas Laki. So, one is a Moreh, and two is a Choser. So Rashi says, Karnei is Karnas, Karnas, B'chato Shem Mizbeach Achitzen, K'siv B'soya Dinosi, K'siv Karnas Choser. Uvikifso B'yochit, K'siv Karnes Moreh. Uvisir di yochid, ksiv kaneis choser. So Rashi says, in kifso di yochid, so it's written Moreh with the Vav. Vayikra. So what does Rashi say? That in Kisva the Yochid, so it's written Karni Smole, with the Vav after the Nun. Yes. That's Vayikro Daled, Posik Lamed. Now Posik of Zion, the Nefesh Achas Techtev Vishgogo, Ma'amores Baseis Achas Mitzvah Adishem, Ashaloi Seoseno Beoshein, Oy Heida Ilov Chatosei Ashechoto, והיא מקורבון איסירסיזם פנימו נקריבו החטוסי השחוטו ויסומח אסיודי על ראש החטוס דץ נדץ סירסיזם, one second Kifsa the Yachid. So that's it. Kisvi Yochid. No, it's Posik Lamed. Now, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, B'chat k'siv b'soyed nosi k'siv karnes choser, u'v'kif sod yochid k'siv karnes moreh, b'cholach moshi, v'tikunin gam masero karnas choser k'siv. There is no love. Right. Then, another variance. With Davdalad and Lalev, because Rashi with Parash of Hoyoki Viacho, Ksiv Leitito face, Hosea. In other words, no Vov after the first test. Now, in Hoyoki Viacho. Hoyoki Viacho. Oh. Posik Tezayim Shmeis Yudim, the last Posik in Bey V'hoyo l'hois al yotcho ul'titofeis b'ni necho ki b'chizik yod yitzon ad Hashem in Mitzrayim. So Rashi says that Leititophis is a Hosea. After the first test, there is no Vov. But in our Masera, there is a Vov after the first test. Leititophis Beninach. Alright, no. So, und der Bauer ist quasi verraschen, der Bauer ist im Hohen, wie ich auch gesehen habe, wie die Toffe ist. Chosse, no Wove for the first test. Und wie Bauer ist im Hohen, im Schamei Arash ist es, gesehen Mori. Und sie wird hier schon lange, kann die Bauer ist im Hohen, wie ich auch gesehen Mori. There is a Wove for the first test. Again, und der Chofa mit Aure von Sanhedrin, gesehen wie Hachris, das ist die Posik in Schmuel, wie Hachris, wie the Kriri Havris, that's mentioned in connection with the death of Avner Benaiah. So some Jews suspected David that Yehov killed Avner, but David didn't tell Yehov to kill Avner. On the contrary, David HaMelech was very upset about the fact that Avner was killed. And then, but there were Jews who suspected to accuse David that he had a part in the assassination of Avner. So the Gemara says there, Ksiv Rehachis, and it's mentioned in that Pasuk, I can't, it's late, it's mentioned in the Pasuk in Shmuel that some Jews came to be Nivare, you know, as soon as Avroye, David, because David was like a novel. He was so upset about the death of Avner. So the Gemara says, Ksi, the Ksiv is Lahachris, and the Kri is Lahavris. So why? Because some Jews wanted to kill David, because they thought that David, he conspired to kill Avner. But then they found out that David was innocent, so instead of killing him, of Lehachris, they gave him food, Isudas Havoy. But in our Masere, the Ksiv and the Kri is Lehavris. Lehavris, Lehavris. Oichon, Kuvgimu Adara Vayechtare, in connection with Menashe, that Menashe committed many terrible sins, then did Tshuve. So Vayechtare. So the Gemara says, Vayetarim Iboyo, that the Rebbeinu Shalom accepted his prayers, Menashe's prayers. Why does it say Vayechtarei? Melami Chakodish Borchu Loi Chotarei Chatiro, to be Mikabel Menashe. But in our text, in the Masere, so it is written Vayeta, not Vayachta. Uvishlom Shalom Ksi Vayeta. That's in the after, our praise l'rov l'achmecho, with the shin, the Gemara says. And in our Masere, that posik in Yishaye has a samech, not a shin, uvisvorim shalom uksiv b'sin, vayin b'chidush ha'gole shem marsho, v'kdushin dat lamed, v'izgal ha'chet shem shopsukim, v'ikunim, v'ashitzav, v'pos v'yefet, v'y, see, now, I have to finish it now. But there is one Torah Sefer in the Rabbi Krieger here, of the last expression in the first big line of the posik ani adishem lekecho asher itzisicho. So it's in the Torah Sefer. It should say onichi adishem lekecho. That's the posik in Aseres Hadibros, not ani. There is no such posik of ani. So of the posik. Onayichi Adishem Olekech Asher Yitzisicho Isa B'Yerushalma Perkei Yisuke Lichos Ayud Uvisforim Shalom Uhumor Ayud. Okay. If tomorrow I'll be able to give a shiur, I don't know. I hope that I'll be able, because I have to have a dental operation now. So for tomorrow, you'll go over the Gemara in Dushin that Rabbi Krieger mentioned. I think it's Aflamed, no? It's too late for me to look it up. It's Aflamed, no? What? Aflamed. Of Lomo Mikro Seifrin, Sher Seifrin Eisi Yishalteo. go over that Gemara in Kiddushin and go over the Shechonoch in Simen Kufman Gimel, that the Ramo Paskins, that if we find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, so if the mistake is a real mistake, not in Chesiris, in Yeseiris, Ito is Gomo, so then we have to take out another Sefer Torah. But if it's only in Chesiris, in Yeseiris, then we don't have to take out this, another Sefer Torah. I mean, the Ramo in Simon Kufman Gimel, in Milchas Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. So I'll leave all this one. This is the Miri. English. Okay. It's very important. And don't the Gemara. It's very important. Ma'avirom ksiv, that's Rosh Nuachit, according to ksiv. So Tesis points out, according to our Sforim, our Masere, so it's Ma'avirim, there is a Yud. Then Rav Gregor mentions all these Gemaras. Bechei, in other words, so what does Tesis point out? That there is a variance between the Masir that Chazal mentioned, the end our Masir. What? The Maviron, that's in the Nach, I have to have the whole Tanach. That's in Shmuel, in connection with Eli Akeren and the sons, Chofni and Pinchos. So Rav says that Pinchos will Chotom. Rav Yenison says that neither one sinned, but Rav says Pinchos loichoto, but Chofni did commit a sin. Yes. Now, so the Gemara has the Kashi. Is there a Tanakh? I have to have the whole Tanakh. Yeah. So the Gemara has the Kashi, but it is mentioned. It says, "Ve'eli zokim leid, v'shoma yiskol asher yasun bono v'chol Yisrael, ve'eli asher yishkivun es anoshim, hatzui v'ispes acher yomeid." So, v'ayim alem lomos asun kadvorim eile, asher onich ishini as divreichem roim, meis kolom eile, arbonai, keloitiv ashmuo, asher onich ishini ma'avirim am Hashem. So, ma'avirim, that means Loshen Rabbi, according to the Gersi, now the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ma'avirom Ksiv. So that means Loshen Yochid, not Loshen Rabbi. So Rashi says this in a erroneous text, because the Gemara couldn't ask. First of all, how could the Gemara say Ma'avirom Ksiv when we know that according to our Masira, so there is a Yud after the Reish. So it's Mavirim Ksiv. Secondly, what kind of a Kashi is it? What kind of a Kashi? Here the Mavirim does not have, the subject of Mavirim is not Chofni Pinchos, it's Klal Yisrael. In other words, I hear a very terrible rumor that the Jewish people circulate. So what kind of a kashi is it? So Rashi is not there as that. ומעבירים כסיב, מעבירון כסיב, רשיז נגר את זה. Alright, so according to Rashi's Girse, there is no variance between now Masire and the Chazal's Masire. Alright. So then he says, Teisa says, but Teisa sees Geras. So Teisa says, there is a variance. So then Rabbi Kveger gives a whole list of variances. Hasha shalom ochili kalsporim shalom. She kosub behem ma'avirim. Abdullah says, "We can not see the nide. That one a gimel, a medalot. These is the baramaschel. The hanisei she kostu. The hamesira shalomu mechula kimashaf. Uvignule umindule that for beis a medalot. Kostu these is by chal beis psukim. Somoch liparshis shalifonot. And according to hamesira, it's four psukim." וכן, והקרבתם דקרי אף חלמי את פסח, אף חלמי את פסח, או שבי של פסח. So, there, so he says that there are only two פסוקים, and this is a sikashe, two פסוקים from the parashi, from the parashi. So this is a sikashe, how can the Gemara say that the Kri cannot start less than three psukim from the parashi, but according to our Masire, the kraptem is three psukim removed from the beginning of the parashi. So again we see a variance. V'chein v'kraptem gimel psukim, uch mishkosot marshosho, uvifsochin dafko fiudayin odalo, v'teisves, she'en din kostu shal yitochen she'yeh mizmi abil psukim, hebiru, בספורם שלנו מיזמה קופיות זיין הו עשה שם כל גויים שהפכו כל רומים כי גוב העולים החזרי ומס עד שם לאילום הו יקיו so it's two פסוקים in capital you קופיות זיין ובאי סוקים אי מעשו שם ובסנדר הנדב yeah so far taste רבי פריגה only mentioned variances between our Masire and the Masire the Teisva said. Or between our Masire and the Masire of Chazal according to one Girsa. Because Rashi Nide says we are not Geres Nisoksiv. So then there is no variance. Then he starts mentioning other Gemaras. Ubis another end up דלד המדלד, פיר שרשי שום, דביקיצו דיוחיד, כסיב קרמי שמאלי, ובזיתתיר שלומו, כסיב מולי, כסיב חוסר. Now, there the Gemara says that בשמי, רב שימן, a whole list of תנועים, all hold that יש הם למיקרו. So how do we see that Bishamai hold Yeshem Mikro? Because there is a machleke between Bishamai and Bishira in regard to Chatos. So lechatchile one should be zeri can all the dalit karmis hamizbeach. But the Eved, suppose he sprinkled the dam just on one keren, and one corner of the mizbeach. Is it Yeitze or it's not Yeitze? So, Bishamai say the two matones are Yakiv. And Bishil say even one is enough. So, why do Bishamai say two matones Yakiv? Because Bishamai hold Yeshem Mikro. Now, in Vayikro, in Vayikra Daled, so Karnes is mentioned three times. In first in Vayikra Daled, in connection with Chatos. First in Vayikra Daled, Posik Chofei. V'lokach hakel midamachatos be'etzboi v'nosan al kanis mizbach o'elo v'ezdome yishpeich al yiseid mizbach o'elo. Kanis, once. Then v'nefesh achas techto v'shgogo ma'morez ba'aseiso achas mizbach al-shem asher lo yiseo osenu v'yoshein o'yheido elov chatosi אשר חוטו והביא קורבני שירסיזים פנימו מקיבה על חטו אשר חוטו וישומח אסיובי על ראש החטו ושוחת לחל מכמאילו וילוקח הכי מדומו באצבוי וינוסן על קרני שמזבח ראילו ואסקול דומו ישפיך על ניסי דמזבח. So a second time Karnes is mentioned in connection with the siro of the yochid, and then the Torah says in Pasuk Lamed Beis in connection with the kifso, v'im keves yovi korbanu lechatos nekevos nimo yiveno, v'isomach es yodei al reish achatos v'shochat eiso lechatos v'im kima sheyishchat eso eilo v'lokach hakei midam achatos be'etzvoi וינוסן על קרנס מזבח אוהלו ואסקולדומו ישפך על יסיד המזבח. So Karnes is mentioned the third time, one in connection with Soya the Nosi, one in connection, second time Karnes is mentioned in connection with Siro of Yochid, and the third time Karnes is mentioned in connection with the Kisvo of Yochid. Three times. Now the Kri is Karnes, Roshan Rabbi, the Kri, all the three times it's Karnes. So Miller Gemara says, Bisham I hold that Yeshin Mikro. Now this is Gemara Sanhedrin. בשם הימרים כהנית ונזבח החיצים שנוסנו מתונה אחס כיפר ובחתו שתי מתונס עמי הכיפ ובסיר לימרים אבחתוס שנוסנו מתונה אחס כיפר ביום הרבונם הייתה ימד בשמי קרנויס and הרי כאן שיש because the Kree is קרנויס in all the three. So three times two is six. So ארבע למצווה ושתיים לעקב. ובסירים רים, קרנויס with the verb, קרנס without the verb, קרנס without the verb. So רשי says, בחטוס שום מזבח החיצן כסיב, בצוי הדינוסי כסיב קרנויס, Karna is choser, without the verb after the noon. Uvikist sod yochid, ksiv karnois molei, with the verb. Uvisirod yochid, ksiv karnois choser. So on the margin, the Maseir Sasha says, b'chol ha-moshim v'tikunim, gam b'maseir karnois choser ksiv. Kifso yochid choser, all the three karnois are choser. So, that means there is variance between what the Gemara says and our Masere, according to our Masere, so all the three Karnois are Choser. And according to what Rashi says, so just the Karnois of Soya, the Nosi is Choser, and Karnois of Siro is Choser. Of Yochid, here of Yochid, but the Karnes of Kisvo of Yochid is Imole. as far as the text is concerned, so there is no machleke between Bishamah and Bishilah. The machleke between Bishamah and Bishilah is whether we say Yeshin Mikro Yeshin Maseiras. So according to Bishamai, we don't consider the Ksiv, we only consider the Kri. The Kri, so where the Chosar Mole, where the Kri is Mole, Kalnei, Shloshan Rabbi. So 3 times 2 is 6. So Shtayim Leil Shtayim Miyake. So Abo Mitzvah Shtayim Leake. Shtayim Leake. But Rabbi Shil say Yishim Limaseres. So Mele we consider the Ksiv. So in the Ksiv, so Ubisil Lamre Kalnois Mole, Kalnas, Kalnas, Harei Kanalba, Kalnois, 2, Kalnas, 3, Kalnas, 4, Harei Kanalba, Gimel Mitzvah Beachas Lakif. So Rashi says, which one is Mole? Kisvah Diyachit. So, as a matter of fact, the Minchashai, and Chumash Vayikro points out that there is a variance in the Girsa here in Sanhedrin and in Zvochim. Here in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Ubisil Lemrim Karnois with the Vov, Karnas without the Vov, and Karnas without the Vov. Harei Kan Arba, Gimel Mitzvah Vachas Lagi. And in Zvochim, Davon et Zayin, the Gemara says, Ubisil Savre, Ubisil Savre, Karnas, and Karnas, so what does it mean? Not right. In our Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Kamois, first, Imole, and then Kanas. So, it follows from the Lashon of the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, that the first Kamois is with above. Because here the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kamois, Kanas. So that means, the first Kamois is with above. Wildibov, not like Rashi says, what's the first Kanois? The first Kanois is the Kanois of Nosi, of Soya de Nosi. Rashi's Pshat here in Sanhedrin is in full accord with the Loshin the Gemara in Zvochim. Where the Gemara, the Loshin the Gemara in Zvochim is Kanas, Kanois. Kanois. So, the Vov is mentioned in the third Kanois. Now, what is the third Kanois? Is in connection with Kisvah Yochit. So, Rashi's Pshat in Sanhedrin is in full accord with the Loshen Hagmor in Zvochim. But it's not in full accord with the Loshen Hagmor in Sanhedrin. But, whether we accept the Girse in Zvochim or the Girse in Sanhedrin, in final analysis, there is one Kameis in Mole. Whether the Kameis of Soya de Mosi or the Kameis of Kisvah Yochid, what difference does it make? Because in our text, in our Masere, so all the three Kameis are Chosar. So there is a variance in Monefshech, you see. There is a variance in Monefshech. But you see why Rabbi Tveya, he mentioned, why does Rabbi Tveya say, The answer is, because as far as the Gemara is concerned, so it's not clear whether according to the Gemara, the kanois of soya b'mosi is in Malay, or the kanois of kisva the yochid is in Malay. It's known after midnight. There is a variance anyway, because in our Masayre, all the three kanois are chosach. But Rabbi Kveger, he wants to be exact, so that's why he mentions Rashi. He doesn't mention the Gemara. All right. Now then, but this is really a variance between our Masayre and the Masayre of Chazal. You see, all the other variances are not necessarily a variance between the Masayre of Chazal and the Masayre, our Masayre, because there's a Gersay, you see, and then as far as four psukim or two psukim from the beginning of the parashah, so that stays with, that's not the Gemara, that's not the Gemara. But this one represents a variance between Chazal and our Masayre. Well, that's more difficult than a variance between our Masayre and Tesis, or according to one Gersay in the Gemara. But then, a second one that on the surface it appears to be a variance between Chazal and our Masayre. But Rabbi Kveger says again, Rashi, uv davdalev amudalev, because of Rashi, di biparshe v'holo ki biyacho, ksivu iti tofis choseya. Choseya, without evolved, after the first test. Uv biparshe v'holo in shomeya, ksiv mole. Uv bisevatira shalomu, gam biparshe v'holo ki biyacho. Now, what's that? Now again, we have to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So again, he mentions Rashi. Why Rashi, not the Gemara? There's a reason. So the reason as to why Rabbi Kveger mentioned Rashi in connection with Kalmois, even though there it involves a variance between Chazal and Almasir, because true, there is a variance between Chazal and our Masayre, but it's not clear from the Gemara whether the variance consists in connection with the Karnes in Soyad Yochi, Soyad Nosi, or the variance can exist in connection with Karnes or by Kisva Yochi. So that's why Rashi's, the Rabbi Kveger mentions Rashi. Why does he mention Rashi here with Lugis Mashma? It's a variance between Chazal and Almasir. Now let's see the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Leititofes, Harei Kanarbal. So the Gemara points out that Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva in the Eretz Yisrael, Tad Bikatve Shtayim, Tad Bipas Biafrike Shtayim. So, the Gemara says that the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is on the question whether Yeshem Lemikro or Yeshem Maseiras. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yeshem Lemikro, some Mele. Let it off face is Loshin Rabbi. Because Rosh Yochit would be to Tefes. Titofes is Rosh Rabbi. So it doesn't matter with the law, without the law. Rosh Yesh in the Mikro. So we have, in each Titofes we have two. So we have two. So three times two. So he says, Le Titofes, Harish Kan Arba. So Biparsha Shema or Biparsha Ki Biyachos, or Rashi says Biparsha Shema or Biparsha Ki Biyacho Ksiv Lititofes Chosavov, without evolve after the first test. Avo Biparsha Zvonim Shomeya Ksiv Lititofes Molei Harei Kandalit Batim Litfilin Shorosh. Now, in our Masechta. So there is a more, there is a Bov in the Tritophis, in the Parsha Voyikviyacho as well. The last classic in Sefer Bei, V'hoyo Reis al Yotcho Untitophis Beninecho Ki B'chayzek Yod Etziono Ad Hashem Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. So Untitophis, there is a verb for the first test. Now, as far as the other two Titophis are concerned, there is no variance. Now in Eschanon there is no verb after the first test. Now, then Titophis Nekev is a mole, as Rashi says, and in our Masechta too. Visamtem es vor ayer al vafchem bal nafichem ukshartem oisam lois al yetchem vehoye et itofis ben inechem itofis ben inechem. So now Masechta, now in the three itofis, so one itofis is a choser, that's the itofis in Eschanon in Parashat Shema, and the two other itofis is a mole in Vehoyeh Shemaya is a mole, and also mole could be Yahweh is a mole. But what does Rashi say? Now, the Lashon HaGemara is Leititophis. So one is a mole. And the other one a chaserim. So Rashi says that mole could be Yahweh and Parashat Shema is a choser, and Behoyim Shemaya is a mole. But according to Alma Seire, so not only in Behoyim Shemaya is a mole, but in Behoyim Kibiyacho is also a mole. Again, it varies. Why does Rabbi Kibiyah attribute it to Rashi? So is the Gemara. Well, I mean, Rashi just says what the Gemara says. Well, there is a very good reason. Because Rabbi Netam in Sanhedrin, is that Ramtam in Sanhedrin is chilek on Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that the mole or the choser has reference to the question whether there is a bob after the first days or there is no bob after the first days. Teisva says, Ramtam says, whether after the first test there is a bob or not doesn't matter. It's the bob after the last test that matters, that makes it into a rabbi. Not the bov after the first test, that doesn't make it into a Lashon Rabbim. So Rabbi Tam says it means something else. Now let's see. In Parshat Vehoyeh Kibiyacho, Vehoyeh Reis al Yotcho Utetophois Beninecho Kibichizek Yod Utsiono Adishem Mitzrayim. So there is a Bov before the Tetophis, even though the Bov is above Achibo. So it's Utetophois Beninecho. Then in Eschanon, V'hoyu leititophis beninecho, not untitophis. The Torah doesn't say v'hoyu untitophis beninecho. V'hoyu leititophis beninecho. Then, in Vehoyeh Shemaya, V'hoyu leititophis beninecho. bin ich. So, in Parshas Shema in Dvarim Shemaya, it's Lizzie Tophis. Lizzie Tophis, not Ut Tophis. In Parshas Shema in Dvarim, it is Ut Tophis. Ut Tophis. So now, so look at, if you have the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Abdallah Damon Beis, at the end, the thesis, the Ramtam Foresh, teaches the Ramasal, Letitopis, Letitopis, Letitopis. The Ramtam Foresh, and the Ramtam Foresh, the Bob with the Topis Torish, Dorish, Borakoma, Letitopis, 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 Harekam Dalet, in other words, we have one vow in the Titophis, in the Parsha Vohim Shemaya, and that vow is after the pay, or Titophis, after the pay, fail, vow, so. We have it, Vohim Shemaya, of course we have it. We don't have it. No, I'm sorry. We don't have it. So we have. One second. We have the vow after the test. Alright, I'm sorry. After the test. So we have the vow after the test. We have the vow after the test. And, but it's not after the pay. So the answer is, as Stacy said at the beginning, the gerim vow di berisha teibo, un isifin di seifa teibo, videoshi. So we have the vow. In other words, even though the vow is after the test, but we take it off from after the test and we put it in. I mean, not that we put it in, but we consider it as if it is put in after the faith. So we have it off in the top face naked. Now, and then we have the Bob. And then we have in Holoki Biyacha, we have Ul Titophis. So there, it's a verb, but it's before the table of Lazy Titophis. So, Afragav de Rapshim, Dorish Vov, Dorish Vov, Vov Lame Dorish. So we have Two mollies. We should see here that Gerim Nisifin is only Gerim Beresh HaTevo and Nisifin Beseif HaTevo. But Beemtz HaTevo, we are not Gereya. So Mele here, so it has in Parashas Shema, we have no vav altogether. So it's not shayach to say, Gerim Nisifin, there is no vav. Not after the first test, and not after the pay. So it's not shaykh to say Geir Nesifi. In Parsha Vayom Shemaya, even though the vav is not after the pay, but there is a vav after the test, so we can say Geir Nesifi. We can say Geir Nesifi. Now, so we have here, if we say Geir Nesifi, so we have two in the Titophis in Parsha Ikef, we have two. And then we have two in the vav in Parasha Vayo Ki B'Yacho. So it's four. So you say Geir Nesifi. Then you ask, but we have another vav after the test in Parasha Vayo Ki B'Yacho. We have another vav after the first test, so we do not say Geir Nesifi twice in the same word. So mele, we have only four. We have only four. But according to Ramatam Shat in the Gemara, there is no variance between our Gemara and our Maser. Our Maser. According to Rashi's Pshat, there is a variance. That's why Rabbi Vega says, now where is it? That's why Rabbi Vega says, ובדבדלת המדלת כוס פרשי, כי פרשי בואי כביחו כסיב ולתופס חוסר, ופרשי בואי משמע כסיב מולד. He mentions Rashi, because according to Ramatam Pshat, there is no Kashi. Then, ובסבתי לשלנו, גם בפרשי בואי כביחו כסיב מולד. Yeah, we are right. ובדת חוף, כסיב להכריס, ובקורא להבריס. Davchov in Sanhedrin. Now Shmuel Beis, Perei Gimel, connections other than air. Is Per Gimel Posik Lamed Hei Vayovei Kolon Lahavreis Es David Lechem Beidayei Lahavreis. In other words, they treated David like a novel. First, they wacheshed him that he plotted the assassination of Avner. Who killed Avner? Yehov killed. But there were Jews who suspected David of conspiring to kill Avner. But then they found out that David was innocent, so then they gave him Yisuras Avoy, Lehavres. So the Gemara says, oh, Davchot, in Sanhedrin, Mai Dechsiv, Dorash Rove, Mai Dechsiv, Vayove Kolom, Lehavres is David, Ksiv lehachreis, ukrino lehavreis. The ksiv is lehachreis, as David. They wanted to kill David. Retribution, as a reprisal against the plotting by David against Avner. But then they realized that David was innocent, so lehavreis. Betchilo lehachreisei, So the Inishpot on the margin says, "Bichol asporim shel fanenu leimunzo shum kri uksiv." Both the kri and the ksiv is lehavreisi now. So again a variance. All right. Oichom that fufgimu amudalef vayechtalei. Vayetalei miboilei. That's in connection with Nash HaMelech. The 11th line from the top. Omar Abdeichanim Shabshim. It's an Edwin. Omar Abdeichanim Shabshim Yehoi. My Dechsiba Yishmaelov. That Menashe committed so many sins, but then he did Tshuve. So it's a posik in the Vayomim base. Pelik Lamed Gimel. Vayishmaelov Vayechtalei Vidiches. Vayetalei Miboy. So Rebbeinu Shalom accepted his prayers. Vayeta, not Vayechta. So, Milamei Chosol Yakadosh Baruch Hu Ki Min Machteres Borokia Kedi Likabel Bitshuva. But in our Masilhe, there is no Vayechta, there is Vayeta. Again a variance. Daf Kuf Gimel. It's an Eber. Now, over the basket of this, how it prays, Lerov Lachmecho, Beshin. So the Gemara says in the basket, Beshin. Over the Sporim Shalom Lukosav Beshin. Sin means a Samach, not a sin, what we call sin. Because what we call sin, sin and chin, is the same thing, you know. In the Sefer Torah we don't have the dots, you see, on the right side or on the left side. So, but sin means isamach. So, uvisforim shalom uvikosum bisamach. Vayim v'chudisha agodeshom masho. Another variance. Uvikdushin daflamet. Now, this is the most important Gemara for our purpose. You see, Rabbi Tveiga mentions variances between Chazal and the Maseira in Chumash, Chamish Ubetere, and variances between Chazal and the Maseira in Chamish Ubetere. Now, as far as the variances between the our Maseira in Yivim, in Suvi, and Chazal, so that doesn't represent such a difficult thing, you see. But he mentions variances in respect to Chamisha Chum Shiteo between our Masire and Chazal's Masire. That's more difficult. Now, the Gemara in Dush, I asked you to go over it. Daflame Domedala. לפיכוך מיקרו רשם סופרים שיוסי פרים קוראי זה יש הבטאון שיועים רים ווב דיגוחי חץ שם של איסייס של סיפתאו ווב דיגוחי דץ ביקרו לדלת לשני Membeis. Aicho yudalef posik membeis. Kol heli chal gochein וכולי לכל ארבע, עד כלומר ברגליים מוחלשי את אשר יצאו לארץ, לא יסייך עם כשקצי. סובוב דגוחן, יחוץ יסייס, שלטר. Dorish Dorash Moshe, in connection with the Chatos that was Nishat, it's all Chetzion Shotevis, Vizgalach Shotsuki, Vizgalach Shotsuki. That's in Vayikra Yudim. ויקרו לגימו פוסיק למד גימו ויסגלח וסנסק ויגלח ויסגר הקרן וסנסק שיל אשר ממשנס פוסיק למד גימו סודת חוצי פסוקים של תאו חוצי פסוקים של תאו יחרסנו חזים יואר עין דייה חסן של תאים ואורחו מחפרו בין Also in Tilim, Chesed Ipsuki. Boy Rav Yosef, you say that Vov di Gochen Chesed Shalaisi Yeshal Teo. Vov di Gochen Haigise on Haigise. Does it represent the middle if you start from the beginning or when you start from the end? Omalei, that's Rav Yosef Shaila. Omalei. Nei se si fa tere di